Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
And while you're dialing in, let's catch up with what's happening in Gauteng. Tension between minibus taxi associations generally and the e-hailing services resulting in a person being shot dead at Maponya Mall or outside. Actually, it was at Maponya Mall last week, Thursday evening. And of course, we had a vehicle satellite at Protea Glen earlier in the week. Joining me on the line is Thamsanqa Moya. Thamsanqa is the chairperson of the United Taxi Association Forum, joins me on the line now. Good morning and welcome to the show, Thamsanqa.
Good morning, Africa, and to your listeners.
What is the way forward here? How do we ensure that shoppers to the various shopping malls, seemingly because incidents are happening at shopping malls at the moment, are able to choose which mode of public transport they want to go home with, and they will be safe to do so? And more importantly, the drivers, both of minibus taxis as well as e-hailing taxi services, can carry out their service without worry.
We've called a meeting between the two associations, that is the e-hailing and Solidarity Taxi Services, today at Clipdown Police Station to map a way forward.
And what are you hoping to achieve from that meeting, Thamsanqa? What's your plan of action for that meeting?
Obviously, it is to get the facts right, because there's rumors that STS drivers are busy assaulting the e-hailers. And there's a person called Tato who is the chairman of e-hailing. He's saying there's differences between themselves in the e-hailing business. So we're not sure what is happening exactly. So we want to find out.
Okay. And of course, you're holding it at the police station so that if there are any additional facts or pieces of evidence that can be handed over to the police station, then they can continue with their investigation.
Yeah, we've invited the MMC as well as the police, that is the Gauteng Police Department and the SAPS.
And all these parties are coming to the meeting, Thamsanqa. Have they RSVP'd? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What time does the meeting start?
At 10 o'clock.
And you will be, as the United Taxi Associations Forum, be chairing that meeting?
We're hoping to chair that meeting. Obviously, the MMC will be there. Maybe you'll want to be the mediator, but we will be there on behalf of the taxi association.
I spoke to Santaco earlier in the week, and they maintain that there is no irrefutable proof, at least anyway, that says that it's the taxi associations that are behind this. I did take calls, was it yesterday or the day before, that it's the Soweto Taxi Services drivers who are threatening, and therefore incidents happen afterwards. What information are you getting, Thamsanqa?
The information I'm having is that there's a problem within the e-hailing system, because they are now trying to form associations or groupings amongst themselves, and there's some resistance from others. So that's what I heard from their chairman, Tato. So I'm surprised that they are including STS as the perpetrator. So that's why we will be there to hear the facts and try and calm the situation.
Well, that meeting starting in just over 4 hours' time, we certainly wish you all the best with it. Thamsanqa Moya is a chairperson of the United Taxi Associations Forum, calling a meeting between the e-hailing taxi associations as well as the Soweto Taxi Services. The MMC is going to be there, police and so forth, to try to get to the bottom of this.